This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Republican Gabe Evans has won the race for Colorado's 8th congressional district, unseating incumbent Democrat Yadira Caraveo. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state's House delegation will be a 4-4 split between the parties come January.
Caraveo conceded on Sunday when the numbers showed Evans on track to win by less than a percentage point. That margin is still outside the threshold for a mandatory recount. In a statement, Evans called his win incredibly humbling and said he's ready to fight back for a better direction for all Coloradans. He's a first-term lawmaker in the state House, as well as a former police officer and Army helicopter pilot. The 8th District is Colorado's newest and stretches from Commerce City and Thornton north to Greeley. It was drawn by an independent commission to be competitive, and so far has lived up to that billing. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Denver District Attorney's Office is investigating how Colorado voting machine passwords ended up online. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The security breach affected machines in nearly half of the state's counties. The passwords were on a hidden tab on a spreadsheet posted on the Secretary of State's website since June. The state says the situation appears to be an accident. However, it is a felony to knowingly publish passwords or other confidential voting system information online or allow it to be published. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Exit polling is revealing some interesting information about where voters fell on Colorado's ranked choice voting initiative. The measure was most popular with younger voters under age 45 and especially younger men. It was strongly opposed by Republicans, and 70% in the survey said they voted no. Democrats and independents were more evenly divided. In the end, ranked choice voting failed by about 8 points. The poll surveyed more than 800 Colorado voters and was conducted by firms that work with both Republicans and Democrats. This is CPR News. It's 8:06.